Shri Sarvajnanottare Svatma Sakshatkara Prakaranam. Om, in the exposition of the knowledge of all, the explanation of the direct awareness of one's self. Ishvara, the Lord, said, "Now I certainly shall tell you clearly another means to the truth, O Guha, of the ungraspable and of the subtle, of the all-pervasive and without parts. By which it is clearly known, having known which indeed, one will become Shiva, which has not been told to anyone by me, that knowledge hear from me. Handed down by the lineage of gurus, unknown by those with arguments of all kinds, for liberation from worldly bondage, that which is the supreme, facing all sides. That one who is omnipresent, the shining, divine, the self of all, facing all directions, entirely full of truth, of the nature of all truth, inconceivable, transcendent of thought, remaining above all, and transcending all tattvas. He who is devoid of speech, mind, name, I am. Thus you should meditate with an undifferentiated consciousness. That which indeed is knowledge without parts, eternal, firm, indestructible, undifferentiated, indeterminable, undefined, incomparable, devoid of a cause or an example, without any marks, without any decay, peaceful, transcendent of the range of objects, unimaginable, imperceptible, without doubts, that I am. There is no doubt of this here. I indeed am the Supreme God, Shiva, of the nature of all mantras, and transcending all mantras, devoid of creation and destruction. By me is pervaded all this, the perceptible and the imperceptible, the moving and the unmoving, I indeed am the Lord of the universe. Because of me, all shine. Of various forms, established as differentiated, the worlds that have come into being, from Shiva to the earth, all that is established in me. Whatever little in this world is seen or is heard also. With such divisions as outside and inside, external and internal, all that is pervaded by me. I am the Self, Shiva is indeed another, the Supreme Self. He who thinks thus, in delusion contemplates, and will not attain Shivahood. Shiva is another, I am indeed another. Such an attitude of differentiation should be discarded. He who is Shiva, he indeed I am. He alone I am. Thus, certainly, the non-dual conviction one should always have. Firmly united to the non-dual conviction, all is established in the Self. Omnipresent, established in all bodies, he perceives himself here. There is no doubt of this. Thus to the yogi who is established, indeed, in and by the conviction of the One Self, and who is devoid of wrong perception, imagination, and doubt, omniscience shall arise. That one who is read about, indeed, in all the scriptures, as the unborn, the Lord, the formless, the bodiless, the attributeless self. Indeed, he I am. There is no doubt of this. He is indeed the unenlightened, who resorts to the law of creation. The one who knows the eternal, the pure. He is Shiva. There is no doubt of this here. Therefore, the Self is always to be known by persons of discrimination, the wise, the discerning, after thorough inquiry, with its higher and lower aspects, the gross and subtle aspects. The higher indeed is the supreme liberation, nirvana. The lower is differentiated as manifest creation. The gross is said to be of the nature of mantra. The subtle is the one established in meditation. Or else, what avails by repeating this in various ways, O six-faced? By a profusion of erroneous or doubtful words creating confusion in the mind. All dharmas, whatever are thought of, are of the self. That becomes that, without doubt, by that determination ever of that conviction. Thus indeed the knowledge of the self has certainly been told succinctly, bringing all together. Knowing indeed all to be full of the very nature of the self, one meditates upon the self. Therein are not gods or Vedas, ritual sacrifices or various gifts to priests. One should resort to the knowledge of the self, blemishless, omnifaced. For those beings who are drowning in the sea of samsara and seeking protection, there is nothing else at all anywhere affording refuge or steadfastness apart from the knowledge of the self. He who in truth realizes, having become the supreme self, is indeed liberated effortlessly, though passing through all the states. A greater gain than the gaining of the self, anything else does not exist. Therefore, meditate upon the self. He who is the self, he indeed is the supreme. Neither the prana nor the apana are, therefore, superior instruments. Indeed, one should always remember that omniscient, completely perfect self. Indeed, neither inside nor outside also, not far away or nearby, to that partless supreme abode, there the mind should be directed. In that partless supreme state should the mind be placed. Across, above, below, and indeed outside and inside also, ever entirely void, upon that shining self, one should ever meditate. Not us only the void, and not non-void, and not indeed non-void and void, liberated from adherence to one side or the other, upon the self one should meditate. without afflictions, without support, devoid of color or form, taintless, transcendent of qualities, upon the self one should meditate. Without a support, without any dependence, immeasurable, without anything similar, by nature blemishless, eternal, upon the self one should meditate. Renouncing all actions, free from desire, devoid of association, one should meditate by the self, upon the self, established in the self, itself, by the self. Connected with country and lineage, place and birth, along with caste and the order of life, abandoning these attitudes, these suppositions, the wise one should meditate upon one's own nature. This is the mantra. This is indeed the deity. This is the meditation. This is the tapas. Abandoning all attitudes, all conceptions, one should meditate indeed upon the existence of one's own self. Resorting to the conviction of non-existence, the conviction should be made supportless. Having made the mind established in the self, as the self, one should think of nothing at all. That cannot indeed be thought of. Cannot be not thought about, and is not indeed non-thought and thought. Liberated from taking one side or the other, one should meditate upon the self. Upon what cannot be thought of, one should ever contemplate. Having made the mind supportless, becoming partless and beyond the tattvas, one experiences in oneself that which is joy. Free of all differentiation, inconceivable, beyond thought, and devoid of cause or example, that supreme happiness is declared to be unlimited and unparalleled. Discarding attachment to objects, one should ward off the modes of the mind. If a state of absence of mind is attained, That is then supreme happiness. In all directions, places, and times, the practice of yoga is prescribed for all castes and orders of life. Difference in knowledge exists not. In cows of various colors, oneness of the color of milk is indeed. Like the milk, knowledge is seen. And those with different characteristics are like the cows. Because of Brahman being omnipresent, all-pervading, facing all directions, therefore, being established in Brahman, one should not consider directions and places. Nothing indeed is there for him to do, nothing to be acquired, no action to be done, no injunctions laid down, no marks or characteristics, no tradition of lifestyle. For one established in the Supreme Self, going, standing, dreaming or awake, eating and drinking also, in all ways and at all times, in wind, cold, and in the heat of the sun, in fear, poverty, in periods of sickness, high fever, and such, abiding in the self alone, one is peaceful, satisfied in the self, and shining in full, in undivided, existing without parts. I am not one who has returned, or indeed one who has gone. I shall not come back. For me there is no movement. I am not born, and I shall not be born. I am not bound by the laws of Prakriti. Actions relate to Prakriti. Indeed, because of actions, Prakriti comes into being. I do not do anything. Thus the yogi should think, being aware of the truth. Not indeed in the bondage of Prakriti is the liberated one. Thus he is called. Not indeed also is he touched or stained by the defects pertaining to Prakriti at any time. Destroying the as in the manner in which a lamp shines. Thus, luminous certainly is the Supreme, the Self, abandoning the darkness born of nescience. Just as by depletion of oil, a lamp from being strong reaches extinguishment. Just so, united with the conviction of the self, in one's own self, indeed one is established. Just as when the space surrounded by a pot is carried in the pot is carried, not the space. Likewise is the jiva, similar to space. Just as when separated from the pot, the space attains the spaceness. Just so, when separated from the body of prakriti, the self attains supreme selfhood. Thus was it declared with authority by the omniscient authority. Liberated from all bondage, one shall become omniscient and omnipresent. So, discarding all agamas, grasping the pure, shining, clear and holy yoga of the samadhi of the self, realizing indeed that higher than this, nothing else here exists in the least, abandon wrong ideas of the mind. Thus meditating well upon knowledge, the knower, ever in yoga, making the body a corpse, comes here, all-pervasive, established outside and inside, the liberated, whose dharma is the dharma of that. Omniscience, contentment, originless knowledge, freedom, ever undiminished power and limitless power, the afflictionless self, with an immaculate body, he attains the nature of Shiva. There is no japa, no worship or ablution, no ritual sacrifice with fire, no practice, indeed, or these are not the practice. No result of right and wrong action, and there is not the oblation to the ancestors, and there is not the water offering for the dead. Not for him are the injunctions for observance. No fasting is prescribed, and no entering into action and withdrawal from action, no issuing forth and no return, and vows of brahmacharya. There is not entering into fire, falling from mountains or into water. Having drunk the immortal nectar of Shiva knowledge, one moves about just as one pleases, like Shiva, eternal, pure, devoid of the dharma, the codes or objects of creation. This is the truth, the truth. Again, it is the truth. Three times the truth, it has been declared by me. Greater than this, there is nothing to know anywhere, O Guha. Blemishless, indeed in all states. The blemishless self, the pure intellect, the intelligence without ignorance, the blemishless one.